A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Daf Chav, Tainus 20a, pagination 39. The Gemara goes through a number of analogies describing the Jewish people, that even if there is a low time, a downtime, a difficult time, but there will be rejuvenation. So the Gemara compares it, Hoysa Yerushalayim Lenida, that Yerushalayim is like a Nida, says the Gemara, Ma Nida Yesh La Heter, just like a Nida is distanced from intimacy with her husband for a period of time, but is expected to reunite, Af Yerushalayim Yesh La Takana. Similarly, Yerushalayim and the Jewish people in Galus will be fixed. There will be a reuniting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, a kibbutz galios, a geula. Likewise, Haisa ka'almana, it's like a widow, says the Gemara, ke'almana, like a widow, v'lo almana mamish, but not a real widow. Ki isha shahalach baila l'medinas hayom, like a woman whose husband left for a long period of time. He went to a faraway place, v'daito lachsor aleha, but intends to return. Ke'almana, like a widow, like an almana. It's very interesting to note the analogy, because that means that if we want nechama, if we want comfort, the way to achieve it, even in galus, to be maintaining one's serenity, is to have the clarity that the husband is coming back, to have the clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is well. Talk to this almana, who's ke'almana, and she'll tell you, oh no, I know my husband is well, I know my husband is strong, and that gives her strength. She knows she's married to a very strong man. And the stronger we recognize that Hashem is, just that right now he's distant from us, the stronger we ourselves become in recognition that we're married, kaviyachal, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the greatest force. That's the expression that we have nowadays. Don't tell Hashem how great your problems are. Tell your problems how great Hashem is. It's also interesting that Haman's perspective in the story of Purim was that Hashem is old. He tells Achashverosh, don't worry about the Jewish God. He's old. And the response that we find in the Medrash is the Pasuk, Va'adzikna Anihu. Hashem says, I'm the ancient one. On the contrary, it's a term of praise. I'm the one who's stable, who's been here forever and will be here forever. And Hashem doesn't show signs of aging, so to speak. He's b'medinas hayom. He's distant, but he can return at any moment. So we have two analogies of a situation that's going to change, that's going to rejuvenate. One is Nida, another is Ke'almana. And then the Gemara gives a third analogy, which is the one we'll focus on, which is a kone, a reed, in contrast to an erez, a cedar tree, a strong, stately tree. The Gemara says that the reed is a much better analogy and a much better item to emulate. Gizo machlif. The kone, the reed, if cut, can rejuvenate itself. Whereas the erez, the cedar tree, if it's cut, it's gone. It's done. Then the Gemara gives a lesson, which is the lesson that we really focus on now, is that kol harucha shaba'olam ba'os v'noshvos bo, even with all the winds of the world coming against the reed, ein mezizos oso mimikomo, you can't move the reed from its place, because it's holech uba'i mohem. It's able to wave in the wind. It's able to have a little give. and therefore it's still standing, even after the great winds. But the Erez can withstand many winds, but if the greatest wind comes, it will in fact topple the Erez. The Gemara's message is that a person should emulate the reed with a little bit of give. And therefore, three lines up from the bottom, Zocha kone litol heimenu kulmus lichtav bo sefer Torah neviyim uksuvim. Therefore, the reed is the source for a kulmus, a quill, and not an erez, not a cedar tree. We get our kulmus, the Gemara says, from the reed. Tanu Rabbanon, we have a story. La'olam ye'odam rach ke'kona va'al ye'kosha ke'erez. A person should be soft like a reed and not strong like a cedar tree. We're talking about styles of leadership. And even though there are specific instances that a person should be strong like a cedar, you have to stand your ground. But lo yehi rogil bekach, it's not a normal method of conduct. Instead, a person should be soft like the reed. In the words of the Ben Yehoyada, Noach hateva, easy to get along with, v'daito mu'urevis imabrios, unable to interact with people. Here's the story. Maisa shebo rabbalozer b'reb Shimon mimigdal gadar mibeis rabo. Rabbalozer b'reb Shimon was coming from his Rebbe's house. He was going home. V'ayorachov al achamor, he was riding on a donkey, u'metayol asfas nahar, and he was traveling along the river, v'somach simcha gedola, and he was very happy. V'ayisedaita gasa olav, the Gemara tells us, and he was very proud, mipnei shaloma Torah harbe, because he learnt a lot of Torah. Nizdamen lo odom echod, a person encountered him, was placed in his path. Rashi tells us that some say this is Eliyahu, who needed to teach him a lesson because he was getting too haughty. And this person appeared to him, Shehaya Mechur B'Yoser, he looked very ugly. Amalo, and this traveler told Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, peace be upon you, Rebbe. And Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon did not respond. The Ben Yoyada explains that he didn't respond because from his perspective, it was improper and undignified for this ordinary traveler to be greeting him because of his great prestige, and he's a great person. And he thought that he's supposed to stand his ground and walk through in a very stately appearance, the comparison of the cedar tree in our analogy. And therefore, lo hechzer lo, he didn't respond to this traveler's comment of greeting. Omar lo, when this person was insulted and refused to accept the silent rebuke that he's not responding to him, he said, Reka, you empty one, Kama Mechur Oso Ha'ish. How ugly is that person? Shema Kol Bnei Ircha Mechuarim Kemoscha. Is everybody as ugly as you from your city? And the Ben Yoyada explains that he prefaced his comment with the word Reka, empty one, which is a term of scholarship. It has nothing to do with physical ugliness. And that's what he meant. He meant, on a scholarship level, in Derech Eretz, in proper modes of conduct, you're not supposed to greet the great person just casually. You find sometimes that a president of the country comes to visit certain places and he's greeting the people of note, and other people try to stick their hands in, and I want a handshake too. And you'll find that the bodyguards guide that person away because you're not the one to whom the president is supposed to be shaking his hand. It's the dignitaries that the president shakes his hand with. So Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon was standing his ground, and he wasn't responding to a greeting that he felt was out of line. Amalo, the man responded, Eini yodeya, I don't know if the people around me are just as ugly. If you want, you could tell the one who created me that he created a very ugly vessel. In other words, the traveler took the comment that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon made about ugliness in a physical sense, not as a scholar talks. Ugly, like that's a real ugly concept. That's a really objectionable idea. He took it in a very physical way. And he said, oh, you think I'm ugly? Kevin Shiyada Ba'atzma Shechata, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon realized that his way of talking, from an intellectual way of talking, had got him into hot water. He had unintentionally sinned grievously against this person by calling him ugly, or at least that's what the person felt he said. Yorad min hachamor, he got off his donkey, v'nishtatchu lefonov, and he spread himself full body in front of him, the Ben Yehoyada says, to symbolize, I disgraced every bone in your body by calling you ugly, or at least that's the way you understood my comment. V'omar lo, and he said, Ne'enesi, I spoke wrongly, lach, to you, mecholi, forgive me. Omar lo, so he answered, and again, according to Rashi's comment, this is Elio talking to him, still in the disguise of a traveler, Eini mochel lach, I'm not going to forgive you. And the result was that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon kept walking after him, trying to obtain forgiveness. Higia li'iro, when they got to the city, Yatsu b'na'iro l'krosso, the people of the city came out to greet him, and they knew him, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. And they called out, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori, our Rebbe, our mentor. And Ben Yehoyada says, because they recognized him as a scholar in Nigla, in Nister, in the written, in the hidden things, in Derech Eretz, the Ben Yehoyada mentioned specifically on the word Mori. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon was a reputable person in good character, and this was an incident that really messed him up. Amar lohem. So the traveler says, L'mi atem kore Rebbe Rebbe, who are you greeting like that? And they said, L'zesha metayel acharecho, the person who's walking behind you, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Amar lohem, the traveler said, we have a problem here. And they told him, they told the traveler, he made a mistake, you should be mochel him. On the second wide line, Elazar, Rabbi Shimon went into the Beis Medrash and he taught that a person should indeed be rach kekone and not kosher. He should be soft like the reed. He should be flexible. Person, not so prestigious, greets you. Go along with it. Greet him. Because by standing his ground, he got himself into a unintentional sin where he insulted somebody very seriously. And don't make it a pattern. The words of Rashi and Tosfos, not to be yargil bekach, and that's also the words that are used in the Gemara directly on the last small line, uvelvad shelo yehi rogil la'asos kein. There's such a thing as standing your ground, ke'erez, as a leader, but it shouldn't be the common mode of conduct. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.